they hate me, I'm used to being hated. If you think I'm pussy, then nigga, come take it. I guarantee you, nigga, you will regret it. Cause I done sacrificed way too much to let you take it, yeah. No time for love, there ain't no interest. That you bought a car, I invested in property. And now you see the difference between our judges. Nigga, we are not on the same level of stairs. Understand me, we can never compare. She said she love me, I say that shit back. Cause I was too focused, chasing a check. I'm getting these racks, I'm getting this back. I'm letting this stack, you wish mindset. When it comes to this cash, before I step, keep the glizzy stash, just in case cautious, trying to avoid losses, yo, yo. Hey. I trip on these niggas, I'm sick of these niggas, get vicious on niggas, yo.
Talk.
Fuck with new niggas, cause I know all niggas get when they see money.
Tell them more.
Got a chopper red beam, got a Glock 19, all the tears in the magazine.
Yeah.
Got the car behind me, they gotta find me, cause I'm finna make it
hey,
easy.
Hey.
These niggas, they hating on me, they don't understand. I'm really from the streets. When I'm upset, angry, I be on my Grim Reaper shit. And I make sure your family weep, make them see no remorse in me, make them see no forgiveness in me. My heart's cold, frozen.
Yeah. That's the song of the week, man.
Cold Hearted Bang, Cadence and Melodies.
Yeah, song of the
week. Shout out to Cold Hearted Bang, man. And that song, Cadence and Melodies. Go check that out. I guess it's on all platforms. You know, we just find a young artist and we just show them love. Because that's what we're about. Now let's get into
it. Let's get it.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. The hate be so real, the love be fake. Be bumping they gums and bumping my tape. Don't go against me, they ask for my help. Go get out your feelings and get it yourself. Might got the same shoes, but you ain't gon' step. That shit that you just put out, you could've kept. Yup, she got a nigga, he got a shirt.
Why?
You can't compete when you can't compare.
Here.
She ate the dick through my underwear. Got up and got herself out of there. I see they put me on memes and things. Don't speak on my life without knowing the real. 8 figures a year, what it cost me to live. Don't hold it, just say what you feel. But watch your mouth before I fly at your bitch.
Where?
To a place that she didn't know exist. Mediterranean water my wrist. Keeping on piss how I'm talking my shit. 6 figure check for a show, man, I'm lit. Let's celebrate, now my bag legit.
Go.
These niggas with me, we whatever I'm with.
Yeah.
Didn't know who did it, got everybody hit. Bitch, I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches, I don't like nobody.
Nobody.
We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial. How you wanna go back?
How you wanna do it?
I ain't fuck that, I don't miss nobody.
Nobody! Miss
left it on scene, I ain't right back, I don't trust nobody.
Nobody!
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. These bitches will cry and be lying in your face.
Fact.
Slicker than us, gotta know how they play. If the money wasn't straight, she wouldn't be here today. Ain't in mind, show, know what to say. You ain't me, so it's hard to relate.
But
how much cash I fuck off every day?
Big bag.
Don't play with me, baby, go play with your pussy. You see them in person, these niggas be shookin'. 100 it cost you a Quavo to book me. I'm worth it, the proof in the pudding. Surrounded by bitches. I'm looking like William, but they ain't my girlfriend.
Nah.
Bro, I'ma spin on your block back to back when they finish. It look like the world ends.
Yeah, damn.
Ain't
nigga talking that man. Shit.
But dang, my girlfriend, you're now tuned into $1 million worth of game, and you know who we got. Yeah,
like
double G.
I like that. When did you put that?
I said, you know, I got some DJs here in my belt. Nigga, if you need a DJ on the backup, holler at me.
I need money for the show.
Hey, yeah. Look at him. Nigga ain't trying to steal jobs. You hear this shit?
I gotta get a job. You might need a backup.
You need a DJ on the
DJ might be with some broads from last night, so he couldn't make it. I had to come through and save him. Hit him with the double G. I mean, that's the intro right there. When he coming through, they they hear that shit. That's how you do it. But listen, we got Moneybagg Yo in here, man. Listen, man, Memphis finest, man. Listen, man, this brother came through, man. Listen, man, he out here lighting shit up.
Lightning.
He always in tune of what's going on out here.
For sure.
I mean, I thought somebody says this dude is always in tune.
Wait. Hold on. We gotta pay the proper respects.
Go ahead, pay the respects, man.
Hold on, man.
No.
You know, this episode of $1 million Worth of Game was brought to you by
presented by
New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is distilled 5 times, filtered 3 times for a clean, crisp taste. You know what I'm saying? You could drink it for pregame. You know, you could any football, basketball, hockey, however you want to do it, you're pre-gaming. This is where it's at, man. Make sure you pick you up some New Amsterdam Vodka when you're out at your local liquor store. You could drink it straight up. You could drink it on the rocks. You could drink it with juice. You could make the famous New Amsterdam Mule. It's however you want to play it. But when you're out and about, make sure you pick up some New Amsterdam Vodka from your local liquor store. You know, the presenting sponsor for $1 million Worth of Game and Barstool Sports. And shout out to the New Amsterdam Queen.
You just sold this shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, baby. It's about that paper.
Absolutely.
It's money bag. You know what I'm saying?
I'll buy this.
Absolutely, man. Because it got a clean, crisp finish. You feel me? New Amsterdam Vodka. Hey, but hold on. Before we start.
We sending them away with the bottle.
We got to
Let's do it. Do it right.
Do this the right way, man. We want to start this show off by saying RIP to Elo. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
Who passed away 5 years ago today. You feel what I'm saying? Super Bowl night. Yeah. So, you know, we gotta put that RIP out there.
Gotta stick.
You feel what I'm saying?
And stick to that.
And shout out to his family. Hold y'all heads. You know what I'm saying?
His daughter out here.
Absolutely. How you feel having his daughter on stage with you?
Feel good.
Feel
like he right there.
Right. That's what's up, man. And I commend you for that, man, for, you know, even reaching out. And because a lot of motherfuckers, you know, a motherfucker die, they forget about the family. They forget about, you know.
They were my brother, though. They were like, that's different, like, every day, like, in the car every day.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But shit, you got to, because I know niggas be every day. It still don't, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right.
So I commend you, man. And we just want to send a RIP out to Elo, man, and to his family, you know, all his friends, you know. We just want to send our love from $1 million worth of game, man. That's how we had to start this off.
So. And I'm going to get into this. Because a lot of people see Moneybagg Yo now. They see the diamonds. They see the jewelry. They see the lifestyle. They see the cars. They see the everything that's going on. Talk about the mindset before the rap hit, when you had that moment when you was like sleeping on the couch, laying on the couch, just fucked up. Talk about that. How was that? And how was you able to transition? Was it moments where you wanted to stop? And how bad down was you? How bad down was you before this shit started to pop?
It's so crazy. Of course, like, I feel like in the streets it's always up and down. Like, I had stuff going on, but it wasn't, like, consistent.
Right.
It always, like this 1 week, like this the next week. You got a lot of problems going on. You got to take care of it. But at the same time, I feel like sleeping on the floor made me hungry. It's like, man, we had to do something. When you in the hood, you either rapping or you playing sports.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I tried the sports and it didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Then I was like, I seen my homeboys. We was in a group and they had started getting like $2,500 a show. Like, so I'm like, damn, like, D4, I'm in the car, D4. I know I can get some money too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So boom, I just started taking, like, I developed a passion for rap. Like, everything I seen, everything that went on in my life, it was like, just get a beat, put this shit on there, lace it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there it go, you know what I'm talking about? But when I seen them start getting that money, it was like, man, I got to do this. This is my way out. And it's easy. We living like this anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, how we ain't going to turn this into something when we only expressing what we see and what we do every day. And if you able to express that at a high level, mm-hmm. then you can be successful. There's a lot of people that be mad because they be speaking about, you know, they same realities, but they don't express it that well.
Exactly.
The way you deliver your reality ain't.
Yeah. Struggle.
And the way you deliver your struggle ain't the same as the way he delivered his struggle. You feel what I'm saying? But a motherfucker be mad. I'm saying we've been through the same. I'm talking about the same. But you don't talk about it how you talk about it.
Exactly. They feel like because they was in the same position with you, they saw you go through that. They witnessed that. And then you take off. They feel like you owe them out of
man. Absolutely.
You ain't even had to be hanging with them every day or nothing.
Absolutely.
They just feel like you owe them.
Just feel like you owe them and shit.
How do you deal with the entitlement? Because everybody, you know, we from the hood. All the hoods the same, whether Memphis, North Philly, Harlem, all that shit, Bankhead.
Yeah.
How do you feel like when you come up and motherfuckers is like, they don't approach you saying like money back. Can I talk to you? Could we help me? They approach you like, nigga, you supposed to be doing this. Motherfuckers you never even knew about, they be like, you supposed to be doing this with so-and-so.
Yeah,
like, why you ain't do a record with Lil Boo Boo? Lil Boo Boo just started rapping last week.
Exactly. That's how it was like when I first signed with Gotti and shit, you know what I'm saying? It was like a little problem going on in the hood, but you know how this shit be.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look past it and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little minute to just develop the little tunnel vision because it's like every time like somebody used to say something or I used to hear that somebody from the hood, it's like I know them, like they're touchable. So it's like I know you saying this, it's like I used to try to react to it every time. But now it's like I got good people in my ear and stuff, people like God, and they just be telling me, like, bro, you hearing this earth, like, look at what we dealing with. Like, we don't even see that for real, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely, and a lot of times that's what be making it personal.
Yeah.
Because it be niggas that you grew up with, niggas that you know that's supposed to be your biggest motherfucking cheerleaders. Yep. Like, damn, this nigga came from, nigga, we used to walk these blocks together, nigga. And they be a lot of times the main niggas hating on you, and it make it personal because you actually know them niggas. So you be like, nigga,
yeah,
you serious, nigga? Like, you don't nobody know what it took for me to get here more than you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You was with me when I was busted and fucking disgusted. Now you hating on a nigga's journey, because one thing that I hate about motherfuckers, man, is when a motherfucker feel entitled to something from another motherfucker who put the work in, man. Exactly. I just don't understand that.
I hate that shit.
A motherfucker busts his ass. He put the work in. Yep. Countless nights in the studio. Motherfucking days going by with your whole body sluggish. You like, man, the fuck, man. Right. But you kept going. And now you reap the reward of the rewards of this shit. And another motherfucker mad because they sit around and do nothing. And you just ain't just, they not reaping the same shit that you reap. That shit's crazy to me, man.
Oh, man, I love Hawthorne. One thing about, listen, they're a premium grooming brand. I'm talking about premium. They take care of you. Everything that's tailored to your personal care routine, listen, they're going to take care of you. All you have to do is take a quick quiz. I'm talking about the quiz is simple. I'm talking about it's simple, it's fun, it's easy. I'm talking about straight to the point. And at the end, listen, I took the quiz. At the end, I got an essential bundle with all the products tailored to my body type and lifestyle. I'm talking about everything that's my thing that's tailored to me just from the quiz. I'm talking about, this quiz is going to be simple, man. And what you got to do is you got to go to Hawthorne.co. Hawthorne.co. Use the code GAME. You get 10% off your first purchase. I'm talking about 10% off your first purchase. And one thing about Hawthorne, they take the risk out of shopping for your personal career by giving you free shipping on your order in return. If you care to return it, they're going to do all that. If you don't like your products, they'll even retailer them. They'll retailer the projects. And I mean, and just shoot it to you just on the strength of the feedback. They'll retailer everything you got with high quality self-care products tailored specifically to your needs from Hawthorne. What I need you to do right now, and I'm talking about this, looking your best has never been easier. It's never been easier. So what I need you to do is go to Hawthorne.co, that's CO, use code GAME, get 10% off your first purchase. They're going to take care of you. Hawthorne.co. Use code GAME. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase. And it's just like that. You know what? I never met Gotti. Never been in the same. Met him.
Real nigga.
But I'm going to say this about Gotti. When I was in jail, you know, I'm looking at his shit. I'm doing the time. Mm-hmm. And one day I called home. And I was like, yo, cuz, what's up with the nigga Gotti? Man, I see you doing this shit. This was way when he was like independent, doing his own shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I see you doing this shit. Boom, boom, boom. He like, man. That's my nigga. The nigga just, and tell me what happened. Tell him what happened when you called, when I talked to you in jail, and you told me about Gotti.
Oh, Gotti. You know what situation. I called him, right? You know, so mm-hmm. I reached out to him. I said, Gotti, I need the feature. You feel what I'm saying? And at the time, a nigga was on fire. Like, mm-hmm. he might have been getting 40 a verse or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he was still on the come up, though. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? He wasn't at the pinnacle that he is now, but he was still on the come up. He was on fire. And he was like, all right, Gilly, you know, Gilly, I'm going for the 40 ball right now, but I fuck with you, Gilly. Just throw me a little dime. I said, all right, bet. Cool, I'm about to send a record to you. All right. I sent that nigga the record, man. That nigga called me back in 5 minutes, man, and said, fuck that money. I'm going to do this shit for free, nigga. This shit hot, nigga.
Yeah.
To me, it ain't nothing. You can't tell me nothing about Gotti, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't fuck you, nigga. I ain't trying to head, nigga. Exactly. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because he was going to do the verse regardless. So he could have been like, I'm going to fuck it. I'm still going to take the dime.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm still going to take the demo. I'm going to do this mother for a nigga to call me and turn down the money. Oh, no, nigga. Keep the money, nigga. This shit hot, nigga.
Yeah.
My respect was like, damn, that's a real nigga right there, man.
Yeah.
Because you already was showing me love that you fuck with me. Because I knew you was going for about a 40 or 50 piece
mm-hmm.
chicken nugget. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you said the dime, I was like, that. Nigga, let's go, nigga. Nigga called back and said the freebie. I said, nigga, what? So to me, Gotti, and I like how Gotti put his artists on, man.
He put niggas on.
I like how he get niggas the limelight, man. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? From you to the youngster, you know, because that's another nigga, man. Let me shout that nigga out. Black youngster, man. Real nigga, man. I see him in the club one night. What's up, Gilly? Nigga, I fuck with you, nigga. Nigga, little wild motherfucker. Nigga, I fuck with you, nigga. Nigga, stuttering and shit. Nigga, for real, nigga. Nigga, back in the day, nigga, YouTube, nigga. I said, nigga, I need a verse from you. Send the shit over, nigga. Send it the fuck over, nigga. I'm doing it tonight, nigga. I'm like, nigga, you in the club. You ain't doing it tonight, nigga. But I sent that motherfucker over. He sent it right back. You feel what I'm saying? So you only could deal with motherfuckers how they deal with you, man.
Exactly.
And to me, man, y'all got a strong ass camp of y'all real motherfuckers, camp. Man.
Y'all just got sure. ESTG over there.
For sure.
I'm talking about Louisville. So it's like,
shout out to Kentucky.
Now when you going in that booth, mm-hmm. how you doing? You pushing in? Punching in, or you writing with? How do we?
I just got back, like when I first started, like got the word on me. Like I was sitting in the car, you just sit in my baby mama car and write my raps, like you know what I'm saying. And then it took off from there. And then I started, like when I got real busy, I couldn't write, so it was just like I got the voice memo. I used just rap the rhythm or like a melody or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Save it in the phone, get back to the studio, put it on the beat. But then, like, right now, like, with this album I'm working on right now, the whole process, I went back to when I first started, like, just writing. Like, I really wrote. So this shit was crazy.
You know how I knew you're a real nigga, man?
Yeah.
You just, see, a real motherfucker is going to show you their real motherfucker in their actions, and it's up to you to peep shit. Mm-hmm. This nigga sitting here with 11,000 chains on, 42 bracelets, motherfucker, $160,000 fucking watch or some shit. It's it. Back in the day, I used to be writing raps in my baby mama car.
Niggas ain't gonna say that.
Niggas is not gonna say that. Because he could have easily left his baby mama out this shit. Back in the day, I used to write the raps in the car.
I feel like you don't supposed to put no filth on this shit.
But hey,
it's somebody across the world that did that too. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna feel you when they see this interview. They're gonna be like, I did this shit. So I feel him. It's just being relatable.
Absolutely. But see, a lot of motherfuckers put the cap. A lot of motherfuckers would have said, I used to write my raps. I used to write them in the car. You feel what I'm saying? I used to sit in the car. They ain't gonna say, I used to be in my baby mama car.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? At the time, I probably was a little fucked up trying to get back, you know, writing my raps, you know, because it ain't where you start, it's where you end up at.
Exactly.
That's where a lot of motherfuckers be fucking up at.
Yep.
They don't understand it's never where you start.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you fucking finish. If you finish the race or not. And if you finish the race and you got a gold or bronze or a fucking silver or something. So I salute you for just being on this motherfucker and keeping it real, because you secure with yourself as a man and you showing young niggas that I'm secure with myself. I was in my baby mama car, nigga, writing raps. When a lot of niggas ain't gonna say that.
Because the time different now.
Yeah.
So shit. Yeah. Why not talk about it?
That's why you came up. That's why you fuck came up.
The time way different now.
So now absolutely. I noticed. I never see you in none of this goofy bullshit out here.
How do you
stay away from, like, what do you do to distance yourself from the bullshit that goes on in the industry?
I can see that shit from a mile away. I peep that shit. I be like, I'm going to stay over here, do my own little, you know what I'm saying? I just believe in just rocking with the people that I came up with anyway. Ain't no disrespect to nobody or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with nobody, but I just like just being with my day one. We just do this together.
Absolutely. That's security. That's a security blanket.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, full-time motherfucker security blanket when you fucking with the niggas that you know.
Yeah.
You know, came from the same cloth as you. I know, you know, because I dig deep. You feel what I'm saying? When I'm looking for information, they say, no, the reason why Moneybagg Yo win, they say that nigga covers all the particulars. They said, that nigga, we shoot a video for that nigga. That nigga sit down with us and watch the whole video, all the motherfucking footage. I think, no, we don't want that in there. We want that right there. All right, no, nigga, why my shoulder look husky right there? Nigga, take that the fuck out. Fuck what you doing? Yeah, they said, you go over detail. You don't play no fucking games about your business, whether it's in the studio, the camera shit. Mm-hmm. How important is that?
This shit important, like. It's just like okay, if you coming up, if you an artist right now and you coming up, like you have to look like money to make money. You got to look like it, like so your quality got to be up to par, even if you ain't really having it. Like I used to take my last and spend like hustling the streets. I take my last going in the studio, going in a real studio, so I can get that push the real quality out. You know what I'm saying? To shoot a real video, with my money, Everybody else used to gamble their money off, lose it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Taking other type of risk. You know what I'm saying? Fucking it all. But I just used to put it all into the music.
And what side? How much did you pay attention to the uniform side? Because you know, in the rap game, it's a uniform. Because a motherfucker, when I say uniform, whereas though a motherfucker has some hot music, but if your uniform, if you ain't looking right, motherfucker, man, how much would you, in the percentage, how much important and how much percentage is that? You know,
I feel like that's probably like 75-80%, like for real, because like you gotta think about it. No disrespect to people like coming, it's so easy to make it in rap right now. Like you really just gotta have a hard beat, and you just gotta ride it good. You ain't gotta really be talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. But then when they look at you, you look like this. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you gotta be up to par. Don't folk gotta be to. Feel like I want to be like him. I want to wear what he got on. Right, that bandana on his head. I want to wear that. Right. So, oh, look at them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I like how he wear the ribs. He one pants leg up, one down. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just this shit matter, bro. Like the appearance, like how you coming. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And two, if like you be having motherfuckers rapping about flashy shit, but they be grimy looking niggas.
Exactly.
It's like that don't match. It don't match. Bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't match, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes just being you is the best thing.
That's the best shit.
Sometimes
I respect some of the people that come in the game and don't put on nothing. They should shoot videos just how it is.
Absolutely. Like, my man got a hot record that I be listening to. His name, Moray. Shout out to Young
Moray.
Everybody was in the video regular. He just showed his neighborhood.
And I'm going to keep it all real. He a chubby nigga and had a motherfucker, I think, a motherfucker. LRG shirt on.
Yo, huh? It was no
and no disrespect, but niggas ain't even wearing that shit no more.
And you know what he noticed? He wore that shirt through the whole video.
He popped off as a chubby nigga with an LRG shirt on, man. Think about that. He just was him. Just a jit been down to the gang time, thinking on plans of the get bind, running in D with the quicksand. Like, for real. And I'm banging that shit nonstop. And I seen he just posted up. He got like 20 million streams. So a lot of times, it just be.
No features, no nothing.
None of that shit.
He came right off.
He that shit popped for him. So, you know, but nigga like Moneybagg, yo, he talked that shit. He talked that so when you see him.
Yeah.
He gotta have these
motherfucking $3,500 fucking Nikes.
Listen, he gonna go crazy.
You feel what I'm saying? How much you spent in jewelry, man? Because you look like got about a ticket on in this motherfucker right now. I'm going to keep it all the way real.
I probably spent about $2 million.
That's a ticket.
I feel like I'm through with you. Yeah. Like, that's how I know I spent too much because like, I'm slowing down on them. Like, man,
more than this?
Yeah, I got way more than this.
God damn, nigga, that's
Mr. T-Kid. When I first started, I still got that. Like, when I first started, like, all the levels.
So you like, I don't trade my shit now. I don't take my shit back to upgrade.
Nah,
I keep all my shit.
Hell. Nigga, shit. Nigga, you got a lot of fucking joints. I'm looking up counting these bitches. I'm like, they got 9 fucking diamond necklaces. I'm saying, that motherfucking rap money is good, huh? And you did, listen, your management or your team, I don't know who my man, what's my man right here? That nigga's a beast. That nigga said he got 11 shows today, but
2 hours. He got 11 shows in 2 hours, so he needs some rest. All right, cool. Nigga got 11 shows in 2 hours. It's like that's over a meal ticket in 2 hours.
It's like, God damn, this nigga's hustle was impeccable. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, so I see you out here. You're working, man.
For sure.
And
got to stay in their face. You got to keep it in their face.
The craziest thing is you ain't even almost peak yet.
No, you ain't peak yet.
It's crazy.
You're still warming up and like.
Yeah.
You still warming up, but people will mention you with the dudes that's doing way more numbers than you.
Right.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you still just, you know what I'm saying? But when you get talked about in the conversations with the Drakes, the babies, the little babies, the money bag yous, you feel what I'm saying?
That's
so
hard.
It's like, and he's still eating. This nigga ain't even peak yet.
Exactly.
Still warming up.
You feel still warming up. You feel what I'm saying? So I commend you, man, because I don't know how often you perform in Philadelphia, but nigga, they love you down there.
I love Philly. Before the corona situation,
it was going down.
I was through there a lot.
Yeah.
I love Philly.
Nigga,
bro.
They love you in Philly, nigga. Philly, all that Philly, South Jersey, Delaware, that whole tri-state area that we from. Nigga, they money bag yo the fuck out. You hear me? That's all you hear in the motherfucking cars. You hear me?
Yeah.
Relationships, man. How the relationship life treating you?
Good.
Now, but look, this the question though. How was it dealing with that shit? With every fucking body watching, everybody got a fucking opinion. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, is it hard, like, trying to keep it? Because motherfuckers come at everybody and people's
hard,
here.
It's hard to, like, stay, like, you like, to keep it, trying to keep it private. It's hard. Like, once it's out there, it's just out there. It's like, whatever, the smallest thing is, that's the worst part, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like you just got to just know what you're dealing with, know what you're facing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because the kind of relationship you in, you live in the blogs probably for shit that's 95% of the time ain't even true.
Exactly. No, I'm down there 100. Like, this should be crazy. That should just be, bro, they take anything. They just need a little something to go off of. A little something they go off of. They adding the whole story.
But right. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to talk to, it's a group of niggas out here, right?
Yeah.
It's millions of them that, you fuck their whole shot up. A lot of dudes is going to take their shots at these chicks. They were seeing these baddies out here.
Yeah.
But
okay.
When you bought the Lambo, you fucked a lot of niggas. Because niggas is like, damn, I ain't even going to shoot at her no more. The bitch kept posting. She reposted the shit and buying Lambos and shit for his baby. So it's like, man, I ain't even going to go at Keisha now. Because she thinking I'm going to do with Moneybag, dude. Talk to them niggas and tell them niggas, keep going, man. Still shoot your shot, man.
Do whatever you got to do.
Because niggas is like, damn. Because you know when a chick throw it up and repost it, oh, my God. They throwing a hint to the nigga that's checking them out. Like, nigga, you better come heavy,
yeah,
nigga.
You come like, yeah. That's how, well, even my homeboy, like, they were telling me, like, when I did that, they went back to the city, like, all that. They were like, they folk, like, coming at them, like, I want this. You know, I'm supposed to have this. I'm supposed to.
Damn.
This.
See? That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, he always fucking niggas' lives up, man.
Then they like, bro, like, they put him like, bro, you really fucked it up. You really fucked it up with this shit you just pulled.
Right. Like, motherfucker, I know you probably got a couple calls from rappers like, come on with the bullshit, man.
Yeah,
I got to do
fucking
this
shit. Fucking Lamborghini
now.
Truck, man.
I was going to buy a fucking Audi, man. Now I got to get
it. I feel like this shit in relationship lie because. It's like we just gotta understand we down there like we different, but we down there like the same like the same, you know what I'm saying, the same.
Mm-hmm.
She whatever I do, this shit cool. Whatever she do, cool. We just got to understand. Like she got to understand it, bro.
But I could tell by your personality, like you probably late. You like them a little spicy.
I like that gangster.
He like that dumb shit. He love
it. I know, look at him. He like I love the dumb shit.
What is it about that? What is it about that? You know that shit in the hood. You know how motherfucker, you be in the hood. You already know because you came up in the hood. You be in the hood. Yeah. Chick tell you, fuck you, break your windows. But you like, I'm going to fuck up brains out. That shit just turned me on. Yeah.
Yeah, it is just be vice versa. Like if I do something, like it's vice versa with her. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, I like that gangster shit. I ain't gonna lie.
He let it go. Bitch got me locked up calling from. You have a collect call from Moneybag, yo. Nigga, you ready to come home yet? Yeah, baby, I love you. You know what? I'm gonna fuck you when I come home. You gonna get me locked up like this, bitch? I'm a skull fuck you when I come home.
Nah,
I love you.
I ain't gonna lie. You put the police in the business.
Oh, that's a whole nother joint.
That's a whole nother.
You got some niggas that go crazy.
We can forget about this.
It's over. You should put the.
We don't even need. We don't supposed to go that far.
Security is very important. You want to take care of your family. You want to protect your family. The best way to protect your family, I'm talking about 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe. So one thing about Simply Safe that I like, man, is that, listen, it's just imagine, you know, you ever go to that place and you see this big security guy. He's just big. He's so big and he got the security written across his shirt. It says security. Yeah, I'm protecting. And they protecting whatever they got to be protecting. That's what it's about. That's what Simply Safe do. Simply Safe protect your home. I'm talking about, listen, all day, every day. It's easy. I'm talking about it's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not. So what you do is when they see that Simply Safe logo in your house, they're going to know I'm being protected. What you need to do is you need to go to simplysafe.com/game today to customize your system and get a free security camera. I'm talking about you getting a free security camera. You also get 60-day risk trial free. I'm talking about risk-free trial. So there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/game. What are you waiting for? They're waiting for you. Simply Safe. Protect your family. Now, let me ask you a question.
But you can't put your police or your parents in it.
No, you can't do
this. Your parents, too, yes.
You can't put your parents in it because once you make your parents dislike me, they never going to like me again.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's like when your mom and your pop go through shit, they don't call us the fuck up.
No, they're not calling us.
So why the fuck is you calling them the fuck up? Now, I'm confused.
Now, jail, how has it been with the law enforcement coming up, going, you know, up in Memphis, getting locked up?
What you mean?
Like, you ever had that, like, arrest record and all that shit?
Yeah, I just had one situation, like, coming up and shit. Like, I had got locked up on my birthday. As soon as I turned 18.
Damn, like, them niggas was waiting on you 18 the day, go get him.
How long you stayed in there?
It wasn't shit. I got right back out.
And you like said that to yourself, this ain't my thing.
Nah, I was just like, I ain't with it. Like, it feel like this shit just be holding you back. So I just, like, I feel like, everybody that's locked down and shit right now, I feel they pain. Feel what they going through and shit. Just off there, because it's like just that little couple hours, this shit like that is like, hell no. Nah. This shit slowing shit up.
Slowing shit up.
Got shit to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They be doing shit. Got people to take care of them and shit. Like, that shit, you don't want to go through that.
Now, that's the first part about jail, is slow your whole fucking everything you got going on.
I sat in that bitch for 20. So, you know, like for me, and it was like, I was doing music. Me and him was doing major figures back then. And I get locked up. And to see him, I'm sitting in the cell watching him on BET come up. And I'm like, damn, I was supposed to be there. But, you know, niggas doing their thing. But it's like when you in jail, your life stop.
That's what I'm saying right like there. Like, nigga, you don't want to go through no shit like that.
Like, everything stopped. That's why I be trying to tell niggas, like, listen, you out there, you making moves, however you make a move, especially in the music game, don't wait till you become a millionaire to be a street nigga.
Yeah, shit like that, bro.
Like,
shit.
Niggas, like, come on,
you
bro.
You can tell, like, because when you, like, you a real street nigga, you trying to get out of this shit. All the real street nigga, you trying to get my, I fit this money right here. This is the best position I ever could have been in my life. Mm-hmm. I love this shit. I don't want to fuck this up for the world. I ain't going to lie. I ain't got nothing to prove.
Yeah.
I love you for that. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to prove. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's like you making millions off of words. Off of just words and a beat. You making millions of dollars.
Money comes so easy with the rap shit.
It come easy.
Hey, see here, post this for 15 right quick. 15 just to put this shit up.
This shit finna disappear. 15.
And this shit finna disappear later.
15. Come on. And they ain't got no problem paying Hickle cash.
You think I want that to stop?
No, at the end of the day, there's motherfuckers out here that understand that Moneybag Yo is a hell of a marketing tool.
Exactly.
Let me get that look.
Yeah.
The end of the day, one thing's for sure, two things for certain. Y'all can pay a nigga 15, but I guarantee you something. Send over some bullshit, he gonna be like, oh, no, I don't give a fuck with it. No, I don't give a fuck how much money you got.
It ain't gonna
look
right. Yeah.
No, I can't put my stamp on this. So it also gotta be the money. And the talent.
Yeah.
Shit got to match up. A nigga got to really be able to want to stand on his dog. Go check my nigga out. This nigga hot. Yeah. The 15 was just to get you on the page. Your talent is what got you actually on a nigga's page. Got you to look. So niggas understand it, because it'd be a lot of trash ass niggas out here that think money going to get them through, man. And it'd be like, nah, buddy. That shit ain't going to fly. That shit is not going to fly.
Now we got this, not this game, it's just a question that we ask. What do you prefer? Lamborghini, Rolls Royce?
Guinea. I'll go Guinea.
What do you prefer? How can I say? You prefer
some Yabba Dabba Doos or some Breezies?
Breezies.
What you prefer?
Both, nigga. I want both.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was in jail a long time. No. I want all my shit from
Yabba Dabba Dude.
Some Yabba Dabbas or some Breezies, man. I'm taking the brains, man, because I'm keeping it all the way real.
Give me brains. I need the whole pack.
But
no.
I like that lingo. Yeah. Just put me
that. Yeah, throw that in the song. We got big feature coming soon. $1 million worth of game. Money bag, yo. It's going down, baby. You heard it. That's the hook. You doing it, baby.
This nigga got me busting my fucking
dudes, nigga.
Hit this joint. Hold on. I like that, though.
Yabba Dabba Dudes.
Because I'm keeping it all the way real. When a motherfucker get that and that motherfucker bust and they keep and
you looking at their face,
oh, don't nothing take your soul like that, man.
Oh my God, you ain't soul snatches.
You know when you hit
make that a single. The soul snatches. I'm looking for me some soul snatches. You know you got that jump. I'm looking for me some soul snatches. Oh. I'm looking for me some soul snatches. That shit'll be ramming in the club. Girls, I'm a soul snatcher. They'll fuck you, trail your locker room. So I'm a soul snatcher. Get the t-shirts. I'm a soul snatcher. You know, they'll wear that shit, man. I'm telling you, it's going down. If you hear the single, I'm a soul snatcher. Coming soon. Money bag, yo. I'm telling you, the single. I mean, shit. It's like, man, like out here, man, it's like, your lingo is just so crazy. You just keep coming. And what I like about you, you speaking about current events. This shit like school. You know they had current events. Mm-hmm. This nigga speak about current events, turn into a song, and it's out of here. I thought it says something. Like everything is about. But one of my favorite songs, man.
What's up?
I'm gonna tell you one of my favorite songs. I gotta play this shit. This shit right here, man. I remember one time I was listening, and this was so crazy about this shit. I'm a crazy nigga. I'm in the car, right? Mm-hmm. I go get my grandma one night. I'm in the car. I'm sliding in the car, and I'm playing this shit. And I let it play. I think she heard too much of this motherfucking song. And she was like, nigga, she was like, boy, what the hell is that? I said, ain't about nothing.
Yeah, bitch. Ho. You should have minded the business. Little bit of bitch.
Fuck, when this come on in the club.
Go get the gang, nigga.
When this shit come on in the club, listen.
Bitch. They ain't talking money. Hang up on the gang.
Yeah, my bitch got my name on. This is how I know it's fucked up. Hang on. I'm in the car. Niggas get jammed. I'm like this. I'm rapping it. Niggas that tripping. My grandma right here. Gang, 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 gang on them. Put your fingers in the earth. Piss them up.
Gang on.
Dang, bang.
Gang, bang.
Gang,
bang.
Gang, bang. This why I fuck up, man. I fuck up right here.
Same gang. Gang, bang. I'm tougher than shit.
I get into your verse. I'm spitting your verse. The whole time. My grandma right here, right?
Like big and pop.
My grandma 86.
It's a piece of big and pop.
They say money on my head, it's a ski on it. Rich like snow, you can ski on it.
Fucking black nigga to come up with his verse. I'm spitting the shit. I'm going to tell you. Grandma, I'm up all this shit. She said, what's the matter with you, boy? I said, Nanny, this right here, this that. She said, y'all listen to that? What the? He talking about tying to my grandmama. You want somebody to talk? I said, Nanny, he not talking about you. You don't even know. I said, Nanny, you don't know black youngster. He said, but he talking about tying to my grandmama. You listen to that shit? I said, listen, man, this was popping right now, Nanny. And by the way, don't be touching my radio when you're in the car with me, Nanny. Don't make me raise up. Come on, Nanny. That song. When that motherfucker hit the club, all your song, I know when that hit, is that the one out of every song you got that they lose their fucking mind?
It's one of them. No, he got one. a load of them.
That shit get crazy.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. I always said, heard about you at first. No, he hot. My kids, they be on top of shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't really realize your impact on the culture until one night in the club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's what shit.
A lot of people told me that too. That
nigga, they singing this shit. I'm talking about. I'm just looking around. Is bitches over here losing their mind? Is bitches over here losing their mind? Is bitches looking at each other face to face like they niggas? They rapping that shit to each other.
This
like,
how I knew it was real. I was in Philly. I was in Philly. And that shit came on, right? This is when I knew it was real. You had chicks in the club throwing gang signs, and we don't gangbang in Philly.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what the fuck is they throwing? Like, that's how you know the music is so motherfucking strong, when the motherfucker's just on some other shit and they just zone out because it just hits so hard. And then when the DJ take it back, it's like, oh, my God, niggas going to be tired when they leave here. Somebody's going to pass the fuck out. Yep. But now you got the paper, right? You got that big, when you first got on, you got the check.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you fucked that money up on? You said, I'm ready to flex. Because you know when you come up in the ghetto,
you got
to
get it out.
It's not just about getting out of your system. I'm celebrating my journey out of struggle. And then on some real shit, I got about 15, 25, 30 motherfuckers I just got to flex on.
I say the craziest shit I did, and I thought about it. I had got a tiger, white tiger.
What, nigga? What? You bought a tiger, nigga?
Yeah, white tiger, cocaine.
You just went and bought the motherfucker.
I think it's still in my archive. I archived it. It's still in my archive, the video picture and shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to post it.
You went and bought the fucking
tiger. Hold on, nigga. Wait.
Hold up. This nigga went and
bought. How much the fuck did you pay for a tiger, man?
Like 30. It was like a baby.
And how big is it now?
Nigga, it's a fucking full grown tiger now. But
I got rid of them motherfuckers.
People, he paid $30,000 to keep a tiger for $3.
And what I'm telling you, like, and it costs like down there $30,000 just to feed it, like monthly. Like,
so this nigga,
this shit, like, on some monthly shit. He had it for 3 months. And shit. They
that motherfucker was this big when he got it. 3 months, that motherfucker like this.
Oh, fuck that. We coming out. Listen, coming to you soon. I want to make the announcement here. I mean, we got my man right here, B-Rock. We going executive producer. The new documentary Netflix coming out, Yo Exotic.
Yo Exotic.
Yo Exotic.
Yo Exotic sounds so loud. I fuck with that.
But go ahead, do the single. We're going to put the documentary Yo out. Exotic. Get a little credits on the back. And Jay, we're going to talk about that. We're going to do the paperwork because the paperwork make the paperwork. But that's another story. Nigga bought a tiger. Like, who the fuck do that?
Him and Mike Tyson.
I had bought a little monkey and shit.
He bought this nigga bought a zoo. You want some Michael Jackson tiger. Shit?
Hell nah.
The fuck?
Nah, I just was trying some shit. That's why I told you, like, nigga, get that money. Like, fuck, you can do it. A motherfucker come in your face, be like, Tyke, if you ain't, like, you ain't scared of it enough. No, no, shit
I got
like,
enough
got
money
no
to spend $30,000 on fucking Tiger. They came out to kill this Tiger.
I'll be scared to death.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out.
You gonna kill anybody in the house.
You just had some extra scraps laying around for nothing. All right, fuck it. I got 30 for 3 months worth of fun. Come on. 3 months later, that nigga fucking weigh 155 pounds. He like, oh, no, get this nigga the fuck out of my living room. Right.
Now, go ahead. It's like this. You got the whole music thing, you making it happen. When was it that moment? Because, you know, I talk to different artists, and they tell me about that moment where it'd be like January coming, they doing shows for 10, 7, 8,000. And then by February coming, it went from 10 to 30. When was it that moment where you like, price go from, like what moment
my,
was that? Was
my
it
my process
song?
Was like, it was like, shit, it went, like I told you, it was 25. Boom, then I was still dropping, putting out little videos and shit. This shit went up to 5. And then I got with brother him. This shit was like 15. Then it jumped from 15 to 25. This shit just kept going. Like, this shit be up, like, it go off your work, it too. Like,
absolutely.
How you putting this shit out and you just standing in their face.
How important is social media?
It's important, especially doing this. Like, doing what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
Need that.
This pandemic, when the pandemic come, how was you able to stay up? Like,
we straight. We ain't, that shit really didn't happen for us.
Okay.
For CMG, break guy, endless.
Like, nigga, you ain't just
CMG, break guy, endless. We ain't experienced no shit like that, man.
He said, man, we ain't had nothing to do with that. He said, I forgot he did the video. He said, yeah, nigga. He was talking heavy shit. Like, yeah, nigga, we
motherfuckers ordered 42 cars in a fucking pandemic. Yeah. They like, pandemic shit backing all off the truck. Boop, boop.
They still ordering shit like it ain't nothing happened.
Nah, for sure. We ain't.
To all you guys out there that never met the fourth quarter, listen, now you have to worry about them problems no more. I'm going to help you out. Listen, man, and your woman is going to thank me for this. One thing about Roman swipes, listen, you don't need no prescription to use these. All you need to do is wipe, let it dry, then you're ready to go. You're ready to meet the fourth quarter that you dreamed about meeting your whole life. You're a halftime man. And you say to yourself, damn, every time I just make it to the halftime show and the game is over for me, I'm on the bench. I never got back in the game. But right now, you could get back in the game. And one thing about Roman swipes, they're real discreet. They're unmarked packaging. Each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet. You know, I'm talking about in your wallet. I don't care how small your wallet is. You could fit the Roman swipes in there. And listen, guess what? They don't transfer to your partner. And you last longer without any word in. What I need you to do right now, I need you to go to GetRoman.com/million. GetRoman.com/million. Your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly program. Listen, man, at the end of the day, I'm talking about a monthly plan. It's the same thing, but I'm just saying that, like, I'm just thinking about these Romans and how they just, listen, get them. Your woman is going to love you for getting them. GetRoman.com/million.
What was the first person, like, when you first got in the game? Because I like to know this type of shit, like, you might have been at an award show or somewhere. You might have been out and about, and you bumped into a person, and it fucked you up. Like, you like, oh, damn. Shit. Like, that's motherfucking.
I think Will Smith. I seen Will Smith fuck me up.
But did he holler at you? He was like, money back.
Yeah, for sure. No, he ain't say no shit. No, he ain't say that. He just got a win. What's up with you? All right. Like,
but I'm talking about, back,
but it just was like, damn, yeah. Like, bro, I want no starstruck. Yeah, shit. I just was like, damn, like, damn, yeah.
But what I'm talking about is, like, they might have walked. When they walked up on you, they knew you. They was like, yo, what's up, man? I fuck with your shit, and you like, you might have been like, oh shit,
fuck,
that's
they know
Ray,
about me.
Nigga, that's Rihanna, nigga. Like,
oh, bro, this shit so crazy. I swear to God, it was all nigga. This shit happened at the Rock Nation
brunch.
Not one at the brunch. I went at the brunch. It was something else they had on later that night. It was like whatever it was like a war show or it was some kind of shit that they had. But anyway, I seen her backstage and she knew my shit. She was like, I love your shit. You talking that shit.
You like,
I said, damn, Rihanna. I said, damn, I'm on some shit.
At this time, was you single when she ran up on you?
Nah.
Oh, see, because the story probably would have been different. He'd just be like, oh, all right, what's up? Like, it would have been a whole different situation.
He'd have been like, I'm trying to give you that work. I win.
Yeah, all that shit. Motherfucker would have went out and shot this shot. Like, man, what the, you know what I mean? It'd have been a whole different story, man.
Yeah, but that's a whole different story because, you know, shout out to Eric, man. You know, he got his woman, man. He doing him. And you happy, right?
Yeah, that nigga happy.
No, I'm
that
just nigga. Saying, you know, a lot of niggas that ain't in relationships that ain't happy,
nigga. Nigga ain't gonna say it right here because the nigga know he gonna, you motherfucker gonna be asleep. Just sucker punch.
No, he gonna like that shit. He gonna wake the fuck up. Fuck you, punch me, fool.
Come here,
meet your ass. No, I like that shit, girl.
This nigga crazy. Now, I know you do songs with everybody.
Like my nigga Kevin Gates said, man, ain't nothing wrong with eating little booty.
Kevin.
I love tootie booty. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with eating a little booty. That's my nigga.
But listen, the whole thing is like this. I know you do songs. You did songs basically everybody. But who out there you ain't doing what you want to fuck with?
What you mean?
Like, I want a song. Do a song.
I'm the person saying, I don't know. It was Janae, but we just locked in.
Okay.
It's a sign to drop. It was Janae. Like, man, I got to do a song with her. But we just locked in, so I got that out the way. I don't know. Really, Drake, that's on somebody. I ain't got no song like on the level that I just really want to.
Drake.
Drizzy.
Holla at my man. Make that shit happen, man.
You hear me?
Stop playing games, dude. Stop playing the fucking games. Holla at money back. Memphis, man. You already fucked with niggas in Memphis before. Let's do it again. You know what I mean? Let's make that shit happen. You know what I mean? So this is what it's about, man. Like, you out here. You doing your thing. You know what I mean? You got your own entertainment company. Exactly. You know what I mean? Who you got signed?
Big 30. Big Homie G.
Oh, Big 30 to be with Pooh Shiesty? Okay. Big 30, okay.
Oh, so he Chopper signed to your
shout
label.
Shout out Chopper Gang.
Shout out Chopper Gang.
Yeah, he speak highly of you. Absolutely. Yeah, Pooh fucks with you.
No,
you
know absolutely, mean? Man.
Yep. To see that, like, well, now how do you, what's your approach to the whole being a CEO, man?
Man, this shit, like, I'm an artist at the same time, so I just understand. I know what they want. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I just get them the gang God gave me.
I was just about to say that. Did you pick up a lot of game from Gotti on the way?
Get the game from him. Pass it down. Don't hold on to it.
When the movie coming out? Huh?
How you know about that?
No. I know about everything.
See,
man.
We working hard, man.
I know about everything. You work. You's a fucking machine. Like, I know a little bit about this, a little bit about that. You know what I'm saying?
Now, the movie, like, probably March, April. Yep.
Motherfucker.
She going to be lying.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. And how do
you fuck a lot of people?
They don't know that.
They ain't get the chance to see that acting side.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why I'm ready to show them this shit.
But when you turned into William, that fucked me up. I'm like, damn, this nigga turned into William.
Yeah.
This, and you know, William was all around all the women. Exactly. The whole time. That was one of my favorite shows when I was in prison. Yeah. Girlfriends just loved me. They looking at them all day like, damn, I wish I was Will.
Yeah.
Will just was around, but Will ain't pull the trigger. He wasn't pulling the trigger. He just was around on some cool shit most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's some action jumping off. You know what I mean? What made you think of that? Like, what made you say, damn, you know what I'm
being? I mean, because they was already taking, they like little memes and stuff they were taking to put me in William. Like, he looked like me. So all this shit. So I said, guess what? I'm going to just take that. I'm going to do something with this shit.
Smart.
I'm gonna make some money off this shit. Y'all got me fucked up.
And to the artists out there, a lot of times, your fan base will tell you what direction to go in.
Exactly. Go that way. You told. They really told me.
Right.
Thanks.
They'll tell you what direction to go in. Yeah. It's really up to you to say, okay, I'm gonna embrace this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there's some shit where they making fun of you.
Or you're gonna it's know like, it.
I'm gonna embrace this shit or I'm gonna be, nah, fuck that. A lot of times when you embrace it, they love you for embracing it because you're showing the human side of you.
Oh, God.
That like, oh no, y'all can make fun of me too. I sit around and bust with the niggas.
Nigga
and
ain't perfect.
Right, nigga ain't perfect, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's just how I did. I did on another situation. It was actually the second situation. It's more attention on me now. So the other one didn't get that much attention. But the Mike and Myers situation, yeah. The same situation. Mm-hmm. I just took that and put it on the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't take William and put William on the chain.
Right.
So I'm gonna shoot a video, I'm gonna act this shit out.
Right.
but that really was a good investment. Throwing it on the chain, you was able to get your money back off.
Most definitely. For sure. I'm framing it.
You get your money
back off of that. But it's like with the acting side of things, is this going to be a bunch of different, like you just really put a bunch of shit together? Or are you just going one and test the water?
I like that. I like the episode. Like, I'm going to drop one episode. I shot it as a whole movie, but I'm going to make him chop it up into like episodes. And I'm going to see how they react off the first one. If it just go real crazy, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to just keep feeding them with
it. Oh, it's going to go crazy.
Is you going to put it behind a paywall or is you going to put it out there for free?
No, we're going to do it right.
You're going to make sure we get paid for this shit. We ain't giving y'all no samples. We ain't,
you know how, like, if you watch like a whole thing of Power, this shit going to be long as hell. So it's broke down. Like, it's broke down and keep the suspense. Like, oh, what's going to happen on the next one? I like this shit.
And in actuality, you probably only need about 6 episodes to really get motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, 6 episodes to really get
motherfuckers
off.
Going. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
And then now you come back with another season.
Right.
And just keep dropping
See, by now that time, a motherfucking company is going to want to come in and say, no, hold on, wait.
I got this. We're going to do this like that.
Oh, no, your same people could still shoot it just how y'all shoot it, but we about to put this shit on steroids.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then it's even better for you because the ball is in your court. When you spend the money in the beginning, you get more of the money in the end. Mm-hmm. So he could be like, no, y'all could buy this shit right now. We could shoot 4 seasons of this for just give me $20 million.
They're going to be like, here you go.
You feel what I'm saying? So there's so many ways you could do this shit when you invest in yourself. And you put the motherfucking time in, there's so many avenues you could go down when the shit pop off for you and get hot, man. So I like to see you with the young brothers you got and they putting the work in and they get to our place before you get here.
They was here an hour and a half before you.
Right. That's impressive.
Ready, these niggas, I'm like, damn.
As soon as you get out the car, the niggas got them cameras rolling.
They right on you.
Damn, them niggas, they... I said, what y'all niggas the shooters? They said, yeah, we the shooters for real. pulled the cameras. Like, yeah, we the shooters for real. So, you know what I mean? I commend you for all the shit that you're doing, brother.
And having the team. And what's important, because a lot of people, I talk to a lot of artists, and I'd be like, damn, y'all came like this. Where's your cameraman? Y'all naked. What's the importance of having them cameras on you at all times?
You need the content because people want to see you. It's like no identity. It's like not having an ID. Like, you got to have it.
That's big. He understand that niggas want to see Moneybagg. He'll roll some weed if that's what he do.
Yeah.
Like how he roll weed? Like
I be telling
niggas
where
this. You shop it? Like where you go get your stuff from? Like where you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, they want to see this.
We tell motherfuckers this all the time.
They won't do it.
They want to see Moneybagg.
That's like no personality. I had to understand. It took me a while to understand it, so I already know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? It took me a while to understand.
Yeah, that personality is everything.
Yeah, everything. That made people want, I want to just be around him. Mm-hmm. This going you sell out. Shit get to selling out. You put this up. I want that just because he had it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
prime example. To me, even more than the music, my nigga Black Youngster kicked they ass on the personality.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
You feel what I'm saying?
That nigga
he whipped they ass and made his money off his personality. Like, yeah, he came with the records. He came with but his personality was so, you had to watch the nigga.
You had to.
No matter what he was doing, you're like, this nigga crazy. This nigga just don't give a fuck. Motherfuckers love people that don't give a fuck.
They love it.
Exactly.
They love it when you're not afraid. See,
no
filter,
bro.
Listen, because we in a world where everybody is afraid to be themselves.
Exactly.
Like I told a motherfucker, money. Just imagine if you would have switched up. He get on here, motherfucker, $1 million with a jury on. Say, oh no, man! I used to write raps in my baby mama's car. He stuck to what he was doing. So many people, you step outside of yourself, so you not there when your blessings arrive. Your blessings arrive, but you ain't in your body no more. You somebody the fuck else.
Exactly.
You over here being who you seen on fucking Instagram, and now you done missed your blessings. Your blessings pulled up, yo. Bus door open, ready for you, but you wasn't the fuck there because you was over there chasing somebody else. How do you feel as though the influence of Instagram is? Like, you know, when you was coming up, was you watching people or was you just like, man, I'm locking it on my shit. I can't.
This, I swear to God, that's how I will. You can't be worried about nobody else. You trying to keep up with somebody else, you always going to fall off on your shit. You trying to keep up with somebody else. You got to stay in your whole lane and keep pushing, keep moving forward. Like, this, bro, this is what I'm able to do. I'm finna do this shit till this shit work for me.
And niggas fall short because they be competing.
And that's another thing, like Shiesty and 30, this is something they did. Like, it's something they did. Like, sat in the car, they were just talking, like, we chopped it up. Even on my tour, we just chopped it up. And then they just were humble about the whole situation. They just were humble, bro. Shit happened, like, we doing this our way, bro. We going this way with this.
And like, when you on there, if you doing music, whatever you doing, you look at that money now, you looking at, don't listen and look at what he got now. Look at what he told you the journey was, how he stuck to his journey.
Remember he said his baby mama car.
Baby mama
car. That's where
car.
It started at. Right. It all started in, you know, from, now I'm not saying, but that's where the basis of it was. A nigga not having shit to a nigga stay consistent. And now a nigga is able to live a life that he could only probably can't even fucking imagine he would actually live. Because I know when you imagine shit, but then when you actually get there and you actually living in it, that should be bigger than you even could have fucking imagined.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to say this, though. Like, what's crazy is this. We always say, damn, I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. This motherfucker still be in the studio like he broke.
Absolutely.
Got to.
He doing more hours in the studio than motherfuckers that's really broke, that ain't really got nothing going on.
Right.
That got the finances, because I'm going to say something. I realized this. Whatever your budget is, like you said, your style was, man, I'm going to spend the most money that I got to go to the best studio. Yeah. But we know this motherfucker's out here charging $35 an hour for a studio. You see what I'm saying? Not on your level now.
I went in the trap studios most definitely. Like, shit in the house, shit in the living room. Yeah. I most definitely was in there. But I'm talking about, like, when I realized I took music seriously. Like, this really what I want to do. And in order to do that, so I compared this shit to the greats. Like, they shit sound like this. Man, what I got to do to get that sound?
Mm-hmm.
What I got to do this, bro? Let me know what that is. What them speakers cost? What this shit is? Like, mm-hmm. And they got on it.
Got on it.
And it paid off for him.
And that's what's important, just like figuring this shit out, because you know what? It ain't even really no really path to this shit, because like I always tell niggas, everybody come up differently and everybody route is different. Like, and I really believe more than anything, it's more about not money. Like, it's like money. You can't just give up. Like, that shit get, because sometimes you be like, fuck that shit. I'm going to the trap. I need some fucking money. This shit ain't working.
Most definitely. They had some of my homeboys there, like, they were like that. Man, fuck that, bro. I feel you, man. I feel you. But then me and my homeboy, I feel you, but we're going to do this. We came up with this shit. This was when I started taking it serious. Like, bro, like, my day one, Tavo, bro. I ain't Tavo to my brother. I love him. He was like, bro, you just do the rap shit. Go on, do the rap shit. And I'm finna do this shit right here. I'm going to try to make this shit pop this way. And this shit just happened.
Mm-hmm.
This shit really, it's so crazy that I'm able to talk about it. Like, this shit really, like, this shit verbatim, like, this shit, we really said this to each other.
Yeah.
Like, and went each other way, and this shit happened, like, for real.
And sometimes you got to speak shit into existence, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfuckers don't really believing in that shit, but it be, sometimes you can talk some shit into existence. You feel what I'm saying? In a rap 8 years ago, I said, I can't wait till my little cousin come home, and when he touch, we going to get this stunting on.
And that's what the fuck we doing.
And that's what the fuck we doing.
You see what I'm saying?
So, you know, motherfucker heard that shit 7 years ago, and then they like, damn, you said y'all was going, yeah.
Yeah. Because
all we did was miss out on some motherfucking time. We were supposed to be stunting on you niggas back then.
Yeah.
But his runaway from the police game ain't as swift as mine.
Back then, we'd have been flying y'all bitches out to some places they can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Talk about
like where? Give them a place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Punta Cana.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't know how to pronounce it either. So they wouldn't have been able to pronounce it. But they'd have been there getting their back blown out back then when I was a young player. Fill up your slim. But that's another story. Well, hey, baby, you know I love you. I ain't tell you know I got a woman. But that's another story. But right now, I need you to do me a favor, right? It's young cats out there. They frustrated. They don't know what they want to do. They dipping and dabbing. But they know that they can spit, because you got a lot of niggas out there that's really good.
Really talented.
But it'd be like, ah, fuck.
I can't do this. I can't pay for this.
Could you look in that camera right there and tell them why they should, just get them some motivation, man. Anything you could tell
why
them.
Why they should keep going.
Yeah, get you talking.
Keep going, keep pushing. Like, if you feel like nobody ain't gravitating towards it right now, like, force it on them. Make them do it. Like, make them listen. That's exactly what I did. I'm forcing it on you.
Mm.
You got to hear me.
Mm.
You not finna hear me, like, bro. You finna listen to this shit.
And by forcing it, how what was your style of forcing it?
Just staying consistent with the music, with the content. Just keeping it is all you gonna see. You look, you checking for me, you looking on my page or whatever you're doing, this what you gonna get. Like, this what you get from me.
And you gonna get some content.
And you said you were sleeping on the floor at once.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Big homie G, who I told you this artist too. Like, we together, like, bro, this shit was together.
What year was this?
That shit was probably like 2017. 2016, 2017.
So that was just 5 years ago.
No, 2017.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Like literally, I came out of prison 2017.
For real?
He was just, yeah, I came out February 18, 2017. He was sleeping, listen, he was sleeping.
I was sleeping on the floor. Yeah, I was sleeping on the floor when I was riding around shit in the car. I was sleeping on the floor at the same time. I put the shit out, still sleeping on the floor. This shit was still going on. Why I was hot, fool. Like, yeah. What I'm telling you, I was hot. This shit was going on.
Nigga had a buzz.
Yeah, the buzz. Boom, I got the money and shit. This shit changed. Started doing right with that money, with that little show money and shit, making it make sense.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about, nigga. Making it make fucking sense.
From sleeping on the floor to slamming Lamborghini doors.
I like that.
The story of. Now, listen, the movie coming soon, man. You got the movie coming soon. We got the new, what was it?
You got the label coming soon. Bread Gang label, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hot shit.
What's the name of your, tell them the name of your label. Your label.
Bread Gang.
Remember that shit.
And if you don't remember nothing, remember I'm the. When you hear that at the show, that means I'm in the back. I'm warming my DJ setup. Yeah. With the double G. When you hear that,
I do like
that
shit.
And they start snapping. Because listen, this when he coming through the joint. He got the mic. Give him his mic. His mic live now. He like, yeah. He in the back. And next thing you know, that nigga ready to come.
Wait,
he like,
wait, are y'all ready for?
I gotta get that.
Listen, I'm gonna get at you. Listen, that's serious. It come like that. And when he coming in, it be like this. And it start coming.
Yeah. Beats. You should have imagined being a little bit of bitch.
Now listen, this is what we gonna do. This is what we gonna do, this DJ.
Appreciate
this, listen.
Money bag, yo.
Money bag,
that nigga.
Listen. Money bag, yo. Money bag, love. We coming out here, DJ. It's right. Come in. We in the club right now. It's coming down. Hold on. Let me get my set off.
Money bag, love. Get the fuck out of here.
Let me get my set off.
That fake ass name. You ain't asking, could you take that, man?
No, I'm just reading.
Money bag, love. Hey, listen.
I'm a Philly DJ now. Officially, we already talked about it.
Hey, listen, man. We appreciate you for coming through, man, and giving out the game and you know, giving motherfuckers an insight a little bit more on who the fuck Moneybag Yo is, man. Mm-hmm. A real motherfucking nigga, man. We appreciate you, man. Tell Gotti, man, I love him, man. The whole motherfucking team, man, that I sent my love over there. I just got on the phone, Black Youngster, crazy ass. Man, we appreciate you, man, and just keep being great,
keep
man.
Keep doing your thing,
bro. And we going to give you your flowers while you're here. You that nigga, man.
Keep being that nigga, man. Keep glowing.
5-6 motherfuckers in the game that's that nigga, and you definitely one of them niggas, man. Exactly. So we salute you, man. Love. Keep going, man. Keep being great, man.
Never stop, man. Never stop. Keep giving it to him, man.
Wait, man. I got to feed him to it.
You hear the crowd? They going crazy. Ray, light this bitch up. We ready to light it the fuck up. We coming.
It is just like that.
Right.